I would say if he makes this statement, there are two underlying reasons behind the decision. One, in my opinion, is the fact that when President Jammeh went to the UN, he came out categorically against the gay movement. And he told the world that the gay movement is a disaster to humanity. So for that reason, he is definitely at loggerheads with the Prime Minister of Great Britain, who has been very strong in his support of the gay groups. Jammeh goes back to the old African nationalist position. We are not going to kowtow to the imperialists, like Kwame Nkrumah and others would say. The other point I see for Jammeh, where position for the gay creates a breach of opportunity among the opposition to Jammeh, because the opposition groups see a parallel between Jammeh and some of the other dictators around the continent. So you have a very paradoxical, ironic situation in the Gambian context.
Dr. Nye, earlier this year, the British Human Rights Report criticized President Yahya Jammeh for his human rights record. And I think there was a suggestion earlier this year that Gambia should set up some commissions in Gambia to protect human rights and to do something about corruption. Yahya Jammeh rejected that proposal. Could it be one of the reasons?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of factors. When all the facts come to light, you are going to see people looking at Jammeh at two levels. Those who are fighting for human rights will tell the story of Jammeh and his dictatorship. So what I'm emphasizing once again is that this decision of Jammeh is occasioned not only by his statement at the UN against the gay groups, but also because of the fact that he is very much aware of the fact that those who are opposed to him are going to connect the dots, and some of those dots will lead him to Charles Taylor and other dictators in Africa, and then some of those dots are going to bring back to light the death of many Gambians who are part of the unfortunate legacy of Jammeh in Gambian politics.
Is there a precedence to what Yahya Jammeh has done?
The Jammeh situation, we don't even have radical nationalists like Kwame Nkrumah breaking away from the Commonwealth. The only time Kwame Nkrumah and others had problem was when Prime Minister Wilson gave that famous unacceptable statement to Africans at the time when he said, we are not going to fight our kit and kin. And there were some Africans who are beginning to have the idea, if Wilson is not willing to suppress the government of Ian Smith in southern Rhodesia, then why should we be dancing to the British music?